energy.
We're like Jack the Black, which is bouncing off the wall with improvisational energy.
Hello, welcome to Buena Vista. It's a bonus episode. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats called Gruff. One fine day, the three billy goats Gruff set off up the hillside.
I didn't think that was... Were they called Gruff?
Called Gruff?
Says that one fine day, the three billy goats Gruff, with a capital G, set off up the hillside.
Maybe they're siblings.
They were going to eat.
Oh, they're like the brothers Gibb.
The brothers.
The Billy Goats Gruff.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees. Gruff.
You said the brothers Gibb?
Can't believe you all got like...
Yeah, the brothers Gibb.
That brothers was Gibb. Like out there like... enough to snag all of you.
Wow, it was just odd. But also, you went off script because when you read it back to us, it was different.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
You were riffing off the children's book that you're reading as part of your intro?
To look for some sweet grass to eat. On the way up the hillside, the three billy goats Gruff came to a river. On the other side of the river was a beautiful meadow. In the meadow was the finest grass they had ever seen. There was a wooden bridge over the river, but under the bridge there lived an ugly troll. Me, Theo. People were afraid to cross the bridge because of the troll. Every time he heard footsteps on the bridge, he popped out and gobbled up the person who was trying to cross. The three billy goats Gruff were very frightened at the thought of the troll, yet they longed to eat the sweet grass in the meadow on the other side of the river. After a while, the youngest billy goat Gruff said that she would be the first to try and cross the bridge. Trip-trap, trip-trap, went the hooves of the youngest billy goat Gruff on the wooden bridge. Out popped my ugly head. I was so ugly that the youngest billy goat Gruff nearly fell down with fright. "Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?" roared the troll. The youngest billy goat Gruff, Lucy, spoke in a tiny voice. "Hey, Lucy." No, there's words. They have the gift of speech.
Oh, that's the gift of... I don't think animals have the gift of language. I thought we were literally just speaking about this.
Well, this isn't a fairy tale book.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, and anything you want to say to, like, not get yourself eaten or anything?
Fuck 4th of July.
Yeah. "Then I'm coming to gobble you up," roared the troll. And I did. Yum, yum, yum. Down into my belly. I'm rubbing my tummy. She's down there. The voice is muffled for the rest of the podcast. I think Ben's just realized what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
So then the second billy goat Gruff said that he would try to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap went the hooves of the second billy goat Gruff on the wooden bridge. Out popped the troll's ugly head. That's me. I was so ugly that the second billy goat Gruff nearly fell down with fright. "Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?" I roared. The second billy goat Gruff, Ben, spoke in a rather soft voice. "Ben.
This is your most this better be going somewhere, counselor," intro that you have ever done to date. And also, I hate to put the curtain back, blah, 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 all that. Anyone that is like, so he picked a children's book up off the desk in front of him, and you would normally think that he was maybe floundering around and looking for an idea for an intro, mm-mm, just from the things that were around him. I think like 2 hours ago, he told us that he had this. So this is premeditated. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, don't eat me. Don't put me into that enormous belly of yours.
Yeah, so and why?
Ben,
why,
just to clarify, message from Theo, 11:46 today.
Oh.
You're not going to like it.
Shit.
And I hate being in this big belly.
Yeah, I hate being trapped in this belly with Lucy. We're both just wriggling around.
Ooh. Well, I haven't swallowed you. I haven't swallowed you.
Yet. I hate
I'm coming to gobble
of...
you up. I roared. Yeah. Gobble, 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 and down into my belly. Sort of transparent cutaway. You're both in there.
We can see from the side in the kind of anime style drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and also, like, it's getting a bit tight in there, so you're kind of a bit, you know, you're hugging your knees and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. My cheeks red. Am I going like, ooh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hot in there, too. You got a single teardrop sort of above your brow.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Then, at last,
sweat is the body's
tears. More than that.
Yeah. And it's if this is your first episode, which is unlikely because it's a bonus episode, but maybe your partner is playing this to you in a car on a long car trip and they've gone like, no, I think you really like it. Like, it's kind of weird news from around the world, but a little silly with it. It's very sort of low key,
very
sort of
personable, really likable.
They're super unbelievably likable, charming. I'll say it, fuckable people. And like, they just talk in a really easy sort of nice way about sort of odd news.
Yeah, I'm off the market.
Yeah, we're all spoken for. But what if we weren't? What if why you were into this podcast was because you thought we were attainable, like a K-pop band?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm single. Oh, I'm just a...
We're all single.
Oh, you know, I love podcasting, but I'm so shy. I don't have the time to date. I guess I've just never met the right person.
Nobody wants to date me.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Am I too nerdy? I guess I'm a little geeky. If the right fan came up to me, bought me a drink, who knows? Sparks might fly. We know each other so well.
If the right fan came into the Scratch Bar in Milton,
where I work in Brisbane, Queensland,
a drink.
I'm there most days of the week. You can physically find me in the world, basically any day of the week if you like.
Yeah,
probably won't be there on a Monday though. It's my day off. It's my one day off.
I'm in my house most of the time.
Yeah, I'm mostly in my house. So
you could actually figure out from context clues where Theo's house is. If you've listened to this podcast enough, you know the suburb. You know what type of property he's adjacent to. He's described the layout of his house. You could very easily figure it out. That would be enough for a clever man.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the road leading up to the bridge, looking at my watch.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have on just above my hoof.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are some big hooves, too. Oh. Because at last, the eldest billy goat Gruff came up to try to cross the bridge. He was a very big billy goat. Ooh. His beard was long. His horns were almost fully grown. That sucks.
Kind of the big brother of the group.
Yeah.
A hairy chest, a hairier chest than the other goats, you know?
Yeah. Trip, trap, bang, 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 went the hooves of the eldest billy goat Gruff on the wooden bridge. Out popped my ugly head. I was so ugly that the eldest billy goat Gruff nearly fell down with fright. But he did not show it. He only stamped his hooves harder. Trip, trap, bang, 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 bang. Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge? The eldest billy goat Gruff's voice was even louder and gruffer than the troll's voice. And he said,
"Damn you ugly. You gotta let me past. I got places to be. I need to get to an ATM immediately and withdraw as much cash as possible. It's important to the future of our country and the world's economy."
"Then I'm coming to gobble you up."
"Fuck!"
roared the troll. And he did. And the third billy goat Gruff slid down into my big belly. And it's almost ready to burst now. They're sort of like feet and hands kind of pushing outwards on the skin.
And like, we're all pressed up against each other inside the belly as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And oftentimes, that's how the story ends.
Mostly when Theo does an intro, he's usually reading off something that he's written. It's sort of like almost like a short story in a way. He's done a sort of a creative writing exercise.
Typed up in Sublime Text or something.
Yeah, he's reading it out as sort of a kind of a performed a monologue in a way, I guess. And would you believe that one was entirely just real reading from a children's book that he had in front of him? It's incredible.
Yeah. verbatim.
Yeah. The kernel of the idea that you had was, what if the billy goats gruff was like a sort of an, I guess it's not empreg. It's like a vor situation.
Yeah, sort of a vor situation, yeah.
Yeah, and then you took the kernel of that idea and you expanded on it. No, not really. No, it wasn't really any expansion,
sort of. I mean, it's mostly still kernel.
Yeah, it's still kind of, you stayed with the kernel. Yeah.
I think his tummy did all the expanding, really.
Yes, correct.
You know, fair to say.
Now, Andrew, I think it would be almost impossible for you to do the segue into this next one based on the limited amount of information that you have available to you.
I don't know. That's a well-known story that Theo was reading to us that conjures many human emotions. But what if there were a future where human emotions were prohibited?
Yes.
What if there were a future where human emotions were prohibited and they must be prevented through the deployment of Gunkata?
Hell yes.
Sounds like we're in for Equilibrium Watch.
Fuck, if you weren't pumped up before, you are now.
Oh, I'm so jazzed.
That was like blind diving off a cliff at night. You know?
That's incredible.
That's great.
So keen listeners of the show might have noted that in the past I've talked about, I've been listening to this sort of fake podcast on Spotify that I was put onto by a friend of the show, my friend Al, that is just people uploading DVD commentaries. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to them as if they are a podcast instead of watching the movie with them on. I believe when I first mentioned it, I made a reference to the fact that the Equilibrium one is up there and that there's just no way that I would listen to the Equilibrium one. Well, you are wrong, me, from the past, because I did.
Ben's
while I
time
was cooking
is worth
dinner.
Less than you think.
Yeah. Are you surprised? And I just thought there was something in there that really tickled me, that I thought you guys should hear. This isn't news. There's not even anything really to talk about here. I just feel like I learned one fact that I want you to hear directly from the mouth of the man who wrote and directed Equilibrium, Kurt Wimmer. Mm-hmm. Please enjoy the next, I think, about 30 seconds. Here we go.
The Gunkata. Okay, so I invented the Gunkata in my yard, basically, after I would make sure that my family was out of the house and the neighbors weren't looking over the fence. I would develop it in the grass and behind my house. And, you know, I remember thinking, wow, you know, am I crazy? Do I actually have the balls to hang a movie on this concept, which may not work at all, which may fail completely, and if it fails, the movie itself will fail.
The guy that directed Equilibrium invented Gunkata in his backyard, doing the moves in his backyard.
God.
Ben,
that's great.
Would
that's
you be surprised
so
to know that not only did I know that fact,
what?
But I communicated it to the hosts of the Take a Look Around podcast on episode 53 of Take a Look Around, Equilibrium, featuring me.
Huh.
In which I had done my usual thing, which is like scour Wikipedia and IMDb and find out all the stupidest possible trivia about a movie. And that one really stuck with me. I invented it in my backyard.
Holy
real,
fuck.
Real really original internet Star Wars kid filming himself in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Kind
Can
of
you
vibes.
Imagine like I think a 30-something-year-old dude at the time, maybe.
Maybe younger.
Doing the Gunkata moves, putting his family to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, she probably chose to go to bed.
No one come out in the yard for a bit, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody close your curtains.
Daddy's
some
busy.
Stuff to do out there. Ha! Yeah! Ha!
I'm working on developing my script. You always come back in so sweaty from developing your script.
It's sweaty work writing a script.
You should go and look up what Kurt Wimmer looks like as well if you're unfamiliar.
Isn't he like weirdly
He looks
ripped?
Like he has a rotation of leather jackets.
Oh, yes. Wow.
He's built like a brick.
If I could have pictured who directed Equilibrium like in my brain, like it's that. It's exactly this guy.
Yeah.
He has the hair and jawline of an 80s wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't know. He looks more like a more like a German magician to me.
Maybe.
Looks born more in Honolulu. Like, yeah, he looks Hawaii's more like a contemporary of David Copperfield coming at him from Europe, you know?
Yeah.
He's also wearing black in every fucking photo magic, on Google so. Image results.
Yeah, he's like a black only guy. Yeah.
Which is perfect.
And he I believe
Goths invented Gun Carter.
He directed movie of the show The Beekeeper as well.
No, you son of a bitch.
Oh, he wrote The Beekeeper. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were dragging me for getting the director.
Because you
wrong.
Got it wrong in the last one, which it, then yeah. just led to me getting it wrong. Yeah.
He did write The Beekeeper. And the writing's what really made that film.
Oh,
it makes the movie sing, you know?
Yeah.
That's everything that I wanted to say about the movie Equilibrium.
And if you haven't seen Equilibrium.
Oh, my God. it's too late. Like, you have to
It might
been,
be too late.
It might be too late.
Yeah. There's just no way that you would.
It was the boyfriend I had when I was 18's favorite movie. And he might have been one of the dumbest men I've ever met in my life. So.
There was a 50-50 chance that his favorite movie was going to be Equilibrium or Boondock Saints.
Or Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
There's just sort of a phase that men go through.
Or Green Street Hooligans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you pull yourself out a Lucky Number 11 fan.
Oh, I was Ooh. Such a big fan of all I four know. Of these movies. I loved Lucky Number 11 so much. And I love Green Street Hooligans.
Have you watched it recently?
Not for a while, no.
Me and Good Pat cast, watched it though. A few months ago. It's so much worse than you might remember.
Green Street Hooligans? Or?
Yeah. It's still very enjoyable.
I don't think
enjoyable.
I've ever seen it.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
There was Charlie Hunnam and Elijah Wood.
And what's his name? The guy who mostly got famous as just being the guy that was in... Like, he's in Shaun of the Dead and he's in...
Nick Frost?
No. The guy that's like not... famous or a main character in those movies. He's just in all those movies. He was the main character in that horror movie where they're hiking and there's a weird monster. The Ritual.
That's
the name of
the Ritual.
One you're talking about.
That was a great fucking movie. The monster design in that movie.
That's pretty good. That's nice.
Forget about it. Hey, I bet that monster smelled really weird. If you smelled the monster from the movie The Ritual, you would say... Wait, no, the segment is not called What's That Smell? The file is called What's That Smell?
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
If you smelled that monster, that would be a smell that would make you go, It's time for smells that make you go,
Truth is, I feel so angry. And the truth is, I feel so fucking sad. And the truth is,
stinks like sex in here.
I love that even though we've got, you know, an album full of Andrew's themes put together, you know, all those beautiful, creative, competently constructed things. We've still got that from me, kind of like a child's drawing stuck to the fridge.
I like
and
it.
And it's in the best viewing spot on the fridge. It's the one I value the most.
Yeah,
I love all of yours, Theo, because I always feel like I'm incurring some measure of psychic damage from listening to all of
them. Perfect.
Because they go on.
That's the exact purpose.
They go on just the right amount of too much that I really enjoy.
And that's the sort of backhanded compliment that people give our podcast constantly.
That's a front-handed compliment from me, thank you.
Theo
knows what
I'm
saying.
Shit.
Yeah, I like that it makes me angry and it's really stupid. Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad that this was the first thing I read when I woke up this morning. It really set the tone for my day.
I feel like you guys are putting farts into my mouth.
What a beautiful visual image. This is from East Idaho News. Local butcher charged after reportedly allowing nearly a dozen animals to rot and grow mold in cooler.
Oh. What else is he meant to put them?
So that's a crime now.
It is. And it's like one of the better crimes
there are in America. Okay. So not having like a tidy house or whatever is a crime now.
All right. So if I'm the lawyer here, right? First question I'm asking the jury is, so none of y'all, I'm saying because we're in America.
Yes.
None of y'all have ever put off taking the bin out?
Yes. Yes.
That Idaho accent.
Yeah. It's an Idaho thing, y'all.
It's an Idaho thing.
You arrest me for not throwing out a lettuce in my fridge? You arrest me for nature?
Yeah, what's
none of y'all ever run out into the street dragging your bin behind you because you've heard the garbage man are coming, I say, Idaho style.
Yep.
Everybody goes, fuck, fuck, we're all guilty as sin.
That garbage
we're
man was fixing to leave. I'm from Idaho.
So East Idaho, we talking Rexburg, we talking Pocatello.
Fucking shut up. But yes, Pocatello is in the area that's covered by East Idaho news. And Rexburg. Both of those are places that come up a lot in East Idaho news. Oh. A 39-year-old local butcher was charged after reportedly wasting nearly a dozen game animals, allowing them to grow mold and rot in a broken cooler. So the crime here is
wastage?
Wasting. Like, this is a fucking, honestly, in the context of America, this is a great thing.
I'm actually on board,
If you don't utilize, like, a deer carcass from a deer that you've shot or whatever, there's fines and stuff. The point being they don't want people just to go hunting, shoot every deer they see, and then just leave them there.
Yeah, just chuck them out.
Lucky I didn't give this deer to my son for dinner.
Because
that kind of be in jail.
He's ungrateful. Yeah.
They've also
and if you're listening to this because your old dad has died.
We talk so much about Theo dying.
It's going to happen. You're going to have to deal with it at some stage.
No, I don't think that's true.
No.
They've also got a senator. This is not new to me, but it's fun every time that I read it. They've got Senator Mike Crapo. Yeah.
But maybe if esteemed scholar Joe Rogan is correct, we can get Theo's consciousness uploaded into the cloud before then.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably,
Cloud Theo?
Yeah. And then AI Theo, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
I Theo.
And then if your flesh father has died, Theo's sons, you can simply say, hey, Google, remind me of the good times with daddy.
Give me a bit of father's wisdom.
Yes.
Please. Because they're both sitting around the device like they're listening to the wireless.
Yep.
Asking for echoes of their dead father's voice.
Just one of those Boston robot dogs with Theo's voice coming out of it.
Stop kicking daddy. Stop kicking daddy.
Stop trying to push daddy over. My servos and gyros are actually pretty good at keeping me level.
Oh, I hate the sound of those things so much.
Dusty Cole Wakefield was charged with 4 counts of felony unlawful killing, possessing or wasting wildlife.
Hold on.
Hmm? Yeah.
What was this gentleman's name?
Dusty Cole Wakefield.
Dusty Cole Wakefield.
Dusty Cole Wakefield taking a little break from his country music career.
Yeah. Dusty Cole.
Leave some shit in the cooler.
Get on in here, Dusty Cole.
It tends to be.
Man, that must feel fun to say when he was acting up. And you have a beautiful Idaho accent.
Dusty
Cole. What are you doing, Dusty Cole?
Dusty Cole, you letting them elk rot again?
Okay, we're in the deep south now.
Yeah, we're moving.
I'm here in East Idaho. Mm.
We're pushing this into a territory.
I don't know. Moving into Billy Crystal doing that thing.
Let's keep it plantation owner.
My dear Rim.
Let's keep it out of Billy Crystal's jazz band territory.
I'm making my gumbo. Dusty Cole.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I'm Creole.
He's Creole. He's one of the South's beautiful ethnic whites, as whoever wrote the introduction to the Confederacy of Dunces so beautifully said.
Oh, I'm going to start calling myself an ethnic white. That's great.
I think that just means Greek. There we go.
I saw a thing today where Richard Dawkins was referring to himself as
culturally Christian.
What does that mean?
Loser.
That means white, I think. I think it means white.
It was this interview where he's like, well, you know, I'm an atheist, but obviously I'm culturally Christian and England is a Christian nation and that's why I Christian values. Hell. You fucking prick. You just hated Muslims.
Yeah,
we
you
all
just hated Muslims. You hate Muslims so much. You've looped around to loving Christianity.
Anti-atheist, yeah.
There are like videos of him from like 15 years ago, like tearing into Christian pastors being like, well, I can see you have the conviction of your faith, but you're the stupidest fucking idiot who's ever lived. Yeah. And now he's like, well, obviously I don't believe in God, but I think he might be real.
Yeah.
If he was real, you know who he'd hate?
That's right.
Muslims. He's
and not
such
just
a stupid fuck. Actually, I don't really like those Buddhists either.
He probably
what are they
have
doing?
A list. I have a similar list. Let
yeah,
me read it.
It'll look
you.
A lot like my list.
Top five brown religions. What's Kwanzaa all about? Here we go. On January 10th, an Idaho Falls police officer called Wakefield, the owner and operator of DNS Butcher Company. I couldn't bloody find it, though.
Yeah. So he's called Wakefield, too? This is getting confusing.
So I was going for a DNS joke there.
Don't,
you're going
do
for
not,
the semantic
do not,
ambiguity of...
Do not.
Yeah.
Do not seduce me. See me, right? I'm married. I'm on the DNS register.
Do not seduce Butcher Company. Ah, butchers, all wearing chastity belts. Our butchers cannot be seduced. That's the DNS promise. Our butchers are so focused. On cutting up these animals, there is not a boner in sight. That's
the only
DNS
thing we
promise.
Put our meat into is our trays.
Yes.
Yes.
You
yes.
can be the lady from the Matrix in the red dress. They won't care. They've got their eyes on their work. They cannot be seduced.
And their wives.
That's the East Idaho yes. promise.
On their meat and their wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a hard day's work and they go home. And you better believe they're fucking their wives.
Oh, they fuck their wife the moment they
all
walk through the door.
Yeah, they are, but they're doing it. Off the clock, you know?
On January 10th, an Idaho Falls police officer called Wakefield, the owner and operator of DNS Butcher Company, to pay him for butchering an elk he had processed for the police department after it was seized as evidence in an unrelated investigation, according to court documents.
God. Can you eat evidence?
Who gets the butchered meat? The cops?
I guess. The cops get it.
I think they're just taking
free meat for the butcher.
Do you think that they would go out of their way to organize it for butchery if it was like...
But I think they have to because like...
Sounds like they're legally obligated to.
Because otherwise they're wasting the carcass.
Then you're wasting the deer carcass.
The crime carcass that they have from an unrelated investigation.
Unrelated...
Oh, the crime carcass?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Wakefield reportedly told the officer to come by the next day to pick up the elk. On January 11th, the officer arrived at the Butcher Company, located at 625 Pancherry Drive. The officer went inside the building and reportedly saw a bag of packaged meat labeled F and G, according to court documents.
Okay, anybody want to take a stab at what
the
F and G could be?
Fish and game.
Oh.
I think you're right, yes.
Detective Lucy.
Mm.
The officer opened the plastic flap that covered the entrance of a walk-in cooler and saw 12 animal carcasses. According to police reports, quote, they all had excessive mold growing in them and they appeared to be wasted.
It's like when the police officer like knocks on the door of a serial killer. They don't know who it is yet.
Yeah. There's like bugs crawling out the door.
Mother of Christ.
Holy fucking shit. Something's happened here. The officer could not find anyone in the building, so he left. In the parking lot, an employee from a nearby business reportedly told the officer that Wakefield works, quote, weird hours.
That's so cool for a butcher to do. It's so cool for a butcher to be in there at all weird hours.
Yeah, at like 2 a.m, fucking Herbert West elk butcher.
There's no one in the shop. He just walked in, saw the moldy carcass. The butcher's
you think
not
he'd
there.
Like put a lock on the door when you're not in.
He's got his flashlight up cop style, like braced on the gun. And he's like looking at all the carcasses, pushing them aside. They're all swinging, chains jangling, can't find a light. And then there's no one there, so he just leaves. And a guy outside is just like, oh, the old butcher shop. Well, I guess there's a man that works there, but we only see him at 3 a.m. sometimes.
Y'all looking for Dusty Cole?
No, we're not doing that one anymore. The next day, the
perfect
international
Idaho
force,
accent. I don't know what the problem is.
Spot on Idaho.
East Idaho.
Yes. Rexburg, Pocatello, yeah, around nice. Those areas. The next day, the IFPD officer and a regional conservation officer with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game went to the butcher company to meet with Wakefield and retrieve the elk. When they went inside, they discovered the elk had only been half processed.
Dusty, you are getting spanked. Do your work, brother.
It's not a nice image to think about.
Like a half Dusty.
I don't really know what a half processed elk looks like.
Yeah. Like yeah. half. It's like the which way would a dog wear pants picture. Yeah.
Mm. Which half
of the of you the think deer. They went? You think he's like down the middle?
Yeah.
You know. You think he's doing
sort right of bilateral symmetry face? Style?
Yep. Or did he split it up like the horse from the cell? And yeah. then just make his way through 50% of the slices.
Every other slice, yeah.
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 Plus, the people
yeah. No, I
shambles.
Do alternating slices. Keep things interesting for myself.
Wakefield reportedly retrieved 2 bags of packaged meat and set them down, telling the conservation officer several concerning things. Okay.
I'm having sex with your wife. And I didn't process this deer.
Yeah. If you don't get at least $20 out of the ATM today, we will find ourselves in a cashless society.
Starting in 1939, the Germans treated the Jews very poorly.
I just need you to know that the global bee population has been declining at this percentage now for decades. According to court documents, Wakefield revealed, so I've got 3 bullet points here, and these are some of the concerning things. First one, he had processed over 200 animals this year. Great, he's working hard.
Yep, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Doing his job. Grind.
Yeah. It had been taking at least a month to process animals.
Well, obviously
not.
He's
got a lot on.
He's got some shit on.
Obviously not a month each if he's been through 200 this year.
He's yeah, got executive sort of dysfunction.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Neurodivergent.
Hmm.
We're going to criminalize that in East Idaho?
Oh, is that illegal? Probably. It's illegal to be neurodivergent in East
Probably.
Idaho?
Probably.
Might be.
Ah, this guy's not making eye contact with me. Should I send him to jail? Now, the third concerning thing just sort of, I think, loops back into the previous two. The room that the animals hang in is not a freezer.
Mm. It feels like it should be.
Should be a freezer.
I don't know anything about meat, but it feels yeah. like it should be.
Yeah. Look, in an ideal world, would I be keeping the meat cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. But let me ask you this question. Really simple question. Just give me a yes or no answer. Do we live in a perfect world?
Ukraine.
Are you perfect? Do you make mistakes?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You've never put off taking the bin out.
Yeah.
You never know? Left rice out a little bit too long?
Yep.
You've never left to take away rice in the fridge for a little bit too long?
Mm.
We all do shit.
You've never overcooked the pasta until the pasta like was kind of coming apart a bit too much. It was softer than you would have liked. You didn't get it to the al dente point where there was still a bit of bite. Mm. You've never done that in your whole fucking life?
If we're not kind to each other, why are we here? Like on this earth? Like, if we're not willing to accept each other's flaws, is that any way to live?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I can't be kind to myself, how can I possibly be expected to be kind to others?
Yes. If and you can't forgive your yourself, own flaws.
Being kind to yourself starts with saying, don't beat yourself up about whether or not the meat is in a cold room.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're supposed to get it first. But like my therapist says, you know, I'm not supposed to say should. You could have gotten the cold room before you got the 200 animal carcasses this year to process and with an average lead time of a month.
Yes.
Mm. You could have.
Am I meant to be personally responsible for whether or not every room on the planet is cold or is a room temperature?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no one's job.
Mm. Yeah.
Why would they
be a crazy job?
That's God's job.
That's the temperature God made it.
If God wanted these carcasses to be cold, they would be.
23 degrees,
plus,
room temperature.
Look, it's right there in the name, room temperature. That's the temperature the room is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how hot animals like it.
Wakefield agreed to show the officers the cooler and stated, quote, There are a lot of bones inside.
Hmm.
Hey, just watch out for the bones.
Yeah.
It's a little bony in there.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, before you come into the building that I spend a lot of my time in, yeah, you're gonna there's gonna be some bones.
Before you pop into the blood room, let me just give you a heads up. Number one,
you're gonna have to pass through the bones room.
Yeah, not cold. If you are expecting to have to acclimatize yourself, do not stress. It's very similar to the temperature in this room.
Yes.
Yeah. So nothing to worry about. Now, well, you'll be dressed in there just fine. Yeah.
Number two, bones.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of bones. I need you to not be cunty about it.
Yep.
Yes. Don't be an ass about this, all right? Before I show you through my butcher shop, I'm asking you to do one thing. Mm-hmm. Be kind.
Yeah.
About my bones.
Be kind about my bones.
Speak softly, for you speak of my bones. From the doorway, the officer reportedly saw, quote, several carcasses that had large amounts of mold covering much of their surface. Oh. He also noticed the carcasses were dark in color and appeared noticeably dehydrated. Get those carcasses some water.
Yeah. You got to slop them up.
8 cups a day. That's what the Australian government told us.
What if he's making jerky and you just don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
Should they grow mold?
No.
Carcasses?
No, they should not.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think when done
it's fine
properly,
for cheese to do it though.
When done properly, dry aging is introducing bacteria.
Yes,
that help to break down the enzymes
not mold,
of the meat.
Though, right?
Well,
you
potato,
get mold
potato,
on the outside
you know?
Of like some cured meats. I think you do, but that's curing takes additional steps to this. Not just like leaving them at room temperature.
Them.
You what? End up with the steak from Poltergeist if you do this.
What is the difference, really? Between mold and bacteria. As far as I know, nothing. And
and
if you will not read anything that is sent into me on the subject.
If you've got even like a first year sort of science background, don't bother writing in. Yeah. It will fall on deaf ears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't know about eukaryotes and that sort of deal.
Nope.
It's fine.
It's none of my business. Oh, I meant to know all that stuff and be in charge of the temperature of every room on the planet. You know? Unreasonable.
Officers noted that Wakefield did not have a freezer on the premises, but rather used a cooler room. According to court documents, the conservation officer confirmed with Wakefield that all animals were tagged to track how long they were in the cooler. One of the animals had reportedly been in there for 2 months.
So that's good animal. That's good food safety.
Yep. Well, he's labelled them.
Bring them in, you tag it.
One these, step.
These
yeah.
are the old yeah. animals.
Yeah.
Just putting this on my to-do list.
According to court documents, the conservation officer confirmed with Wakefield that all animals were tagged to... Oh, whoops, sorry. The conservation officer then told Wakefield about Idaho Department of Fish and Game's regulations regarding how to collect information from hunters when they come drop off their animals for processing. Wakefield reportedly claimed the moldy and rotten animals came into the shop in that condition and that people bring in animals that have been hanging for multiple weeks.
It was like that when it yeah. got here, buddy.
Perfect.
Don't try and put this on me.
And so know? the corollary there is that he's like, yep, bring it in, put it with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Moldy,
instead
no
of
problem.
Being like, can't use this.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Is he just doing this for the people so that they don't get in trouble? Like, do you reckon he's just taking
he's just
a small
like,
fee
oh.
to yeah. just yeah. take it and not
Maybe
do anything
a,
with it?
He's in debt to the to a
the
hunter.
Crime family, the East yeah. Idaho crime mafia.
The Scrumbino family? The
yeah.
Idaho Scrumbinos?
He's
yeah, you know what those guys
by the Scrumbinos.
Like.
Yeah, Scrumbino's got something on this guy for sure. Scrumbinos have probably got his wife.
Yeah.
I think.
He's got his wife. I think yeah. so.
The conservation officer began taking photos of the shop, and the police officer continued investigating. While looking around, he reportedly noticed, quote, several bins and crates that contained meat that was in similar condition as the hanging carcasses.
Cool.
You know, making me feel not good.
These guys love complaining, you know?
He also reportedly found more than 10 55-gallon barrels that were filled with, quote, moldy bones and meat scraps.
Yeah.
That's for later.
This is a fucking encounter on the map that's not part of the main quest line.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have, like, noticed a little gray square and you go, oh, let me just go and check out this building over here. See if there's any sort of environmental storytelling.
Rotting
yeah, like
meat
when someone,
barrel.
They throw in like a random sort of horror encounter into yeah. their otherwise horror-free game. You found it.
It's here in East Idaho.
The conservation officer said, based on his training and experience, quote, several, if not all, the animals in the cooler were partially or entirely wasted. On January 18th, the conservation officer and IFPD officer returned to the butcher company to serve a warrant for the facility.
What's IFPD stand for? I fuck pigs and dogs.
It's I fuck pigs and dogs.
I think it's that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's that.
Great gag. It's...
While the facility was being cleared, secured and investigated, officers stayed with Wakefield outside and, quote, informed him that he was free to leave at any time and that his presence during the execution of the warrant was voluntary.
Yeah, you can go, by the way.
While standing with the officer, Wakefield reportedly made the following claims.
Yes.
Just stop, brother. Just
take
stop.
Take the L. Take the fifth.
He could not get to, quote, them, the animals to be processed, fast enough.
Neurodivergent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feeling overwhelmed.
The animals were frozen. I mean, they weren't. He was taught that meat is like cheese. You can just trim off the outside.
Oh, yes. My God. Oh,
Christ. Okay.
He was taught.
By whom? This is a butcher school? Runs his own butchery?
Well, he's a 39-year-old man. He's not like a young apprentice or anything.
Yeah.
I was taught by my mentor, Leatherface.
But he's also like not old enough to come from like some fucked up school of butchery either.
Yeah.
He was taught to take in all animals and has trouble saying no to customers.
Neurodivergent. Okay, and if anyone's worried about like...
People pleaser.
Us making a bunch of jokes about neurodivergent. I had a therapy session the other week where I'm like, I'm pretty certain I've never learned how to make eye contact in my entire life and it's too late to start now. And she's like, okay, here's how you make good eye contact. When you're talking, it's fine to search around the room. And in fact, if you look directly at the subject that you're talking to, it gets a little bit weird. It gets a little bit overstimulating for the listener and hard for them to pay attention. But if you're receiving, if you're on the other end, then it's good to spend most of the time looking directly at them. And I said, you know what? Mm. That is genuinely helpful. That has actually sorted out a lot of issues that I have vis-a-vis eye contact.
Hmm. I feel like, when you and I have a conversation, we're both doing the same thing of trying to find where our eyes are supposed to go. So it's really good if we're positioned in a way where we can look out at a third thing that's not either one of
us.
Yes. That's why having a phone is great.
Yeah.
You can just look at your phone when you have the conversation.
And go, what if we were both playing Balatro and talking to each other at the same time? Or what if like your kids were doing something crazy in the backyard and we could look at that and then talk to each other?
And then you don't have to look each other in the eye.
Ideal situation. Or I'm going to go one step better. What if Maddie and Caitlin are having a really great conversation and then you and I are just sitting there drinking beers?
Yes.
Largely silent.
God, that's the dream.
That's perfect.
They're so good at talking to each other. Just because, quote, one part may be bad doesn't mean the whole thing is.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah. If it was, then, you know, what about police departments?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you guys actually ascribe to this, like the cutting the end off the moldy cheese thing?
Yeah, 100%. But only with cheese. I wouldn't do it with
like bread.
Cheese is non-permeable, right?
My understanding of bread is once...
100% wouldn't do it with bread.
Bread is once you can see spores,
there's like
there's
a network
mold
of mold in there.
Throw the whole thing into
by all good, I mean all bad.
Yeah. But cheese, though, I just cut off the moldy part. It's same with like... Yeah.
Cheese is so solid, though.
People be know?
It's like, how could the mold be penetrated?
How come it sweats on the outside as
never
well?
Never been sick. Except one time when I was a child, I fell into a pool and I got really sick.
Yeah.
That's a reference to the movie
Unbreakable.
Hey! He did not know that, quote, waste of game was a thing. Not everyone knows everything.
Call of Duty Vanguard.
You guys didn't know that wasting fucking Jesus. You guys didn't know that waste of game was a thing. Why would he know?
Why would he know that?
What business is it of his?
That's the sort of thing that producers of a comedy current events podcast would know, not regular people.
Game? Oh, you mean the animals? Is that what you've been talking about the whole time?
Oh, I don't play any games in here. I'm a butcher.
I do meat.
I'm a meat man.
Don't have time for gaming. Mixed up.
Do have Minecraft on my phone though. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, still good.
The cooler usually stays at 34 degrees. Okay, so
no one could possibly know what that means because
no, there's no way.
No, that's what 2 degrees Celsius.
You idiot! It's 1.1 degrees.
Fuck, that's really good. Away.
Yeah, so like. That's cold for a fridge.
That's fridge temp, yeah.
It's not cold for a freezer. That wouldn't be a freezer. It's not a freezer. Only one of the two cooler units work. And again, just to reiterate how we started on this list, these are the things that he's telling the cop while his place is being searched.
Yeah. After the cop has said you don't need to be here or say anything.
You don't have to talk to us.
Just leave.
Man, this shit's been crazy. Let me talk to you about my experience. Let me tell you about my passions. He also reportedly stated that, quote, freezing the animals adds a lot of extra work.
Oh.
And he, quote, wasn't bummed because police were there. He was bummed because of the animals that had got bad.
That's so
this guy feels everything with his whole heart.
He's an empath.
He's so noble.
He's an empath.
I'm feeling that you guys are a little bit mad at me.
Yeah. Have I done something wrong? I have rejection dysphoria, so I'm actually handling this very badly.
Rejection dysphoria, sensory issues.
Yes.
Empath disease. People pleaser.
Yeah. He's got them all. During the search, the IDFG there.
The IDFG?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't fuck goats.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Goats.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Good work, Lucy.
Nailed it.
Good catch. Good save. Good save. We are a well-oiled machine.
That is the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. They seized 11, quote, whole or partially wasted wild game animals, along with several other items, including the intake log. The animals were taken to the Idaho Falls Fish and Game office and loaded into the evidence freeze. The officer contacted all customers that dropped off an animal and asked them to come evaluate them at the office. Hey,
is your moldy gross?
Is this your elk carcass and is it fucking disgusting?
Yeah, you're pulling back the sheet.
Yeah.
Can you identify this deer?
Is this nasty? Oh, it is nasty. Okay.
It's nasty as all. It's all get out.
Can I get you a cup of coffee? Hey, sit down.
Yeah, if the meat's so wasted, what are you guys wanting for? You know?
Yeah.
If it's so bad, why don't you just throw it in the bin?
Keeping all this biomass for yourself.
Wakefield was not arrested but was charged for the alleged crimes on March 6th. He is expected to appear for a preliminary hearing on April 10th. If convicted, he could face up to 21 years in prison. Though Wakefield has been charged with these crimes, does not necessarily mean he committed them. Everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty.
Hmm.
Yes.
So let me just get something straight here. He's going to be convicted for not doing something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's
Minority Report.
And that's
eat
a crime.
Your heart out.
Yeah.
Crazy. Joe
Crazy
Brandon's
world.
America. Convicted for doing something. Convicted for not doing something. What's next?
If you forgot to send an email follow up on Friday afternoon and didn't send it till Monday morning, Joe Brandon's coming to put you in jail. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing here.
And the jails, you can just walk out of them now because he doesn't care.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about crime. But he will arrest you for literally anything.
For not having gender hormone therapy.
Yeah.
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 Oh, if Joe Brandon asks you how many genders you have and you say one, you're going to the Ultra Slammer and then you're walking straight back out to steal from
grandma's.
A shop in San Francisco. Yeah. Hey, America, it's crazy out there. It's almost like the video game Grand Theft Auto. It's time for Grand Theft Auto World Watch.
Grand Theft Auto World Watch.
That's right.
It's a cold again.
From WYFF, The Whiff.
The Whiff.
You're listening to wow, The Whiff.
You're whiffing with Rob.
You're whiffing in South Carolina. Excited for the accent I'm going to do in this segment, Ben. Video shows man on stolen front loader leading police on 5 mile chase in Georgia.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Sick.
What's the crime?
Now, what
is the crime?
Driving? Now, how am I supposed to get to loader? Work?
That's so. A sort of a car, right?
Oh, tractor? Finn will tell you.
Yeah, Finn would tell you.
Oh, that's a picture of a washing machine.
Yeah, I also immediately got a washing machine, Lucy.
Okay, okay, it's like a... Okay. Yeah, it's
a
like
Sonic
a,
Youth album?
What's the difference between that? Like, what's a bulldozer then? You know,
well, bulldozer's got a big blade for like
just for pushing
and like leveling
picks up
and
then right. tips
this,
out.
This scoop yeah. from Bob the Builder, yeah,
yeah.
A former employee of a Georgia business was arrested after stealing a large front loader and then driving erratically around several streets.
Can you really drive erratically on one of those?
Apparently.
He's gradually turning to the left.
I think they have... now, Theo, you'd probably know better about this. Do they usually have steering with like both sets of wheels? So you
yeah,
can turn
like,
and...
Or they're like articulated in the middle. So yeah, it's not just it's not just the wheels that kind of turn. They sort of bend in the middle to make really tight turns.
They got a sick turning circle, huh?
So yeah, if you picked up any sort of speed and started doing wild turns, you could get quite fucking erratic in one of these guys.
And it would look dope the whole time, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
This started about 11 a.m. Saturday when officers were called to a dispute at a waste management business in Gwinnett County. Now, if I've learned anything from watching television, and I have watched television, this means that they are in the mafia.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
We are now all picturing Paulie Walnuts erratically driving a front loader.
It's the Crambinos, or whatever it was I said in that last thing.
It's the Crambinos. They're all the way out in.
Crambinos.
Crambinos.
Where are we?
Gwinnett County.
The Crambino brothers.
The thing is, they are guilty of racketeering. They do operate in both East Idaho and South Carolina.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
Just those two states.
You cannot get away from the Crambinos.
If you're in one half of Idaho and South Carolina.
Officers said a former employee stole a large yellow front loader that weighed around 75,000 pounds. I think it's about 40 kilos.
Correct, yes.
Don't really get the conversion.
That's about 40 tons, I think.
40 kilos.
Only off by a factor of 1,000, but...
Mm-hmm. So round up, you know?
Round up.
And had a large bucket on the front. So, look, straight away I'm going to say former employee, I don't think you get to tell them what to do anymore.
That's not your job.
You know? Oh, what are you going to say? You're fired again. Ooh, maybe if you wanted to tell him what to do, you shouldn't have fired him.
Yeah, that's their personal time now.
Yep.
You don't
control fucking
them.
Saturday.
His only boss is the wife.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you telling him what to do on a Saturday? Ridiculous. The officer tried to stop the vehicle... standing in the street, one arm out, palm up, flat.
Sir, please stop.
But the suspect continued driving. Okay, I will step out of the way of the front loader for now, but you're in for it. Don't make me stand in front of it again. At one point, the man had abruptly made a U-turn, which I think we've established would be pretty easy in this vehicle, while officers said they tried to get him to stop, police said. Officers said they tried to get him to stop. Police said.
Police say a lot of things.
Yeah. Police say that officers say the darndest things.
Mm.
Police said as other officers pursued the suspect, like power walking, I'm imagining, one officer returned to the business to get another large construction vehicle that could disable the fleeing suspect.
Yes.
This man, this man is on some lethal weapon shit.
Yes. Hey, there's only one way to stop a runaway construction machinery thing.
You guys seen Godzilla versus whatever, whoever he fights, King Kong?
A trash truck and another front loader were escorted by officers to the fleeing suspect several miles away.
Yes.
These men are doing Michael Bay movie shit. They have run back on to the property, held their badges up at some dudes and said, "Police, I need vehicle."
Could you just like fucking slowly follow the guy until he ran out of fuel? Why do you have to try and, like, do some Battle of the Cars shit against him?
Well, when else are you going to get the chance to do some Battle of the Cars shit?
You could jump on the side of it and, like, open the door and, like,
push
him out the other side or something.
Yeah, I would rather they did this. I would rather they tried a bit of fun Mad Max stuff than what is probably more second nature to the American
which
cop.
Is which just is just shooting him in the head.
Walk alongside the cabin and shoot him through the window.
Yeah.
According to police, the pursuing front loader made contact with the suspect and flipped the vehicle onto its side.
Look.
Great success.
Yeah, we're not a pro cop podcast by any means, but it would be disingenuous for us to not admit that that is dope as hell.
Yeah,
you managed
cool.
to get another construction vehicle and then fucking flip an entire front loader with a guy in it?
So did they scoop it up with another front loader and just flip
it?
That's sick. That's really cool.
I have scooped the perp.
That is
perp scooped. Perp scooped.
The chase ended about 5 miles from where it started, and the suspect, Eddie Sanchez, 38, was removed from the cab and arrested.
For what? For what?
For having fun on a Saturday? For going out on a sunny Saturday.
Enjoying the outdoors?
Having a Saturday drive. Illegal. Okay, 15-minute cities. No driving, no fun. Can't go anywhere. You're locked within your little suburb.
Gotta stay inside, watch Netflix. That's all there is anymore. That's all you can do.
Oh, I'm a consumer now. I don't do anything else. Great. You won, Joe Brandon.
You won.
I eat soy bricks and I watch Parks and Recreation.
Just
That's
another
all
sheep.
I do.
What's the crime when a man wants to go out on the open road and feel his hair very, very, very gently moved by the wind?
Yeah. He pushes in a taped cassette of Van Halen, sticks his head out the window, and just lives. I guess that would make Joe Brandon throw up.
He's never lived like that.
Yeah.
I'd like to steal a UPS truck.
Oh, my God. Yes. One where the door doesn't have a door there. You just step out of it.
Just stand.
And you're driving
on
the wrong
side.
Yeah.
Those little shorts.
The UPS driver or the postal driver steps out of the van, walks away, and 2 seconds later, Lucy just smoothly steps in.
Yeah.
She's gone like the wind.
Lucy, do you know how to drive a car yet?
Nah, that can't be that hard, right, though?
It's intuitive. It's super intuitive.
It's so easy, right?
You just figure it out. Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
Those things
have got to
be like a big
to.
Go-kart.
Yeah. Have you been on a go-kart before?
I have been on a go-kart. I assume the UPS truck is just like that.
Yeah.
I think it's almost exactly the same. That's my personal opinion. Therefore, the opinion of this podcast. Sanchez is facing a list of charges, including criminal trespass and obstruction of a law enforcement officer. You can't, like, jump in front of a guy and then go, "You're obstructing me." You know?
Stop obstructing yourself. Stop obstructing yourself.
While investigating the incident, officers said they learned that Sanchez was fired from the business in September 2023. He has taken a Christmas break and he has been mad about it the whole time. Police said Sanchez had visited the business several days prior and did something similar, but never left the property.
What do you mean? What is similar to stealing and, like, going on a joyride in a piece of construction equipment if you don't leave the property?
He's just miming all the steps, like, scoping it out while everybody's watching. Hey, that's Sanchez.
He's sitting in the seat of a front loader and, like, turning the wheel left and right like a child miming driving the bus. And he's going, like, he's dodging from side to side. What do you reckon he's doing in there? It is kind of nuts how long he sat on this. Like, 6 months?
Yep.
He was like, "You fucking shit."
And just stole a front loader.
Yeah. What was his end goal?
You've got to have an end plan, or is it just enjoying the ride, you know?
Yeah, I mean, some
just you and the open road. You don't have a destination.
Don't focus on your past. Don't think about what will happen in the future. Just think, live in
now.
The power of now. Being in the moment, being present. Yes.
Yes.
And most importantly, this is the final sentence of the article. No one was hurt during the chase. That's what's up.
Great.
That's pretty fucking amazing that he got flipped and didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, let this be a lesson to the police. You should be trying to do cooler shit. shooting someone is boring. It's played out.
Do something impressive. Flip a front loader.
Flip them. I mean, full credit to Caterpillar or Kubota or whoever made this.
Probably a Caterpillar, right?
You make a beautiful machine.
Mm.
It's flip-proof.
It is flip-proof. It's flip-safe.
Yeah.
Flip-safe.
It's flip-safe. That was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Oh, my fucking God. It's Playpril.
Oh, my God. It's
Playpril, baby.
It's Playpril already. Jesus.
Just days ago, it was already Playpril.
And Playpril is a portmanteau of plug and April.
And April.
Yeah.
Folks, should we explain the concept, Ben? The concept is this. Plug this podcast to other people that you know. Tell them that you like it, no matter how embarrassed you are, honestly.
Maybe write about it in the New York Times.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, write about it in the New York Times. Maybe like you do a zine. Maybe you could put something about it in your zine.
Put it in your zine. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, because upwards of 10 people are going to read that.
Yep.
We will see you on the free episode. Stay safe out there. Don't do anything too crazy.
We wouldn't do.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do much.
Me either. No.
Don't do anything fucking
psycho. I genuinely
psycho.
Wouldn't do much. I do like 4 things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so don't do anything that's not one of those. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.